All are welcome. All are welcome. It's a sign we have hanging outside the entrance of our church, and it was encouraging. Recently, the sign got a little beaten up, and we had to take it down. And what I found interesting is that during that time, so many folks in the parish came up to me saying, "Where's the sign? Where's the sign? All are welcome." That so defines who I think St. Paul's is about. And some have shared it's one of the reasons that I'm here is because of that sense of all are welcome. And so we did get the sign taken care of. The sign is up. And also we walked in this morning singing that song, "All are welcome in this place. All are welcome in this place." I'd like to, this morning, as we begin our program here, as our music program, children's program, youth program, our adult formation program, as they begin to take off in this Sunday, just engage a little bit with that phrase, "All are welcome," that we hear. Some folks see that sign as a sign that's out there to see if we can get more people to become members of St. Paul's, some sort of like a church growth kind of thing, to get more people in here. And I mean, that'd be wonderful if people come and join this community, but to think that that's the message of that phrase is to miss a lot. I think that that phrase has an incredible amount of depth to it that really engages us ever more deeply than that idea. And if folks come to join us in this depth of the meaning, that we welcome folks here. To me, all are welcome is the message of the gospel. For me, all are welcome is the message of Jesus. For me, we see Jesus living into that in his life and constantly being challenged by folks, challenged by the religious leaders, challenged by the culture of his time. Over the last few Sundays, the Gospels have showed that, and today's is the same. There folks are upset that Jesus is eating with people that you're just not supposed to eat with. And people get upset about things. And Jesus tells this story of the lost sheep reaching out to those who are not at the table. That kind of welcoming is really it's a hospitality. It's really what's referred to as radical hospitality. Radical hospitality. When you hear the word radical, you may have different meanings to it. Sometimes radical is used as a way to kind of write people off. You know, when something's going on and someone's disrupting things, it's just a radical, you know, just kind of upsetting things. And, you know, years ago in the days of incredible social activism, people would be written off as, he's just a radical, you know. But folks who were experiencing that in their lives really were being called to something. I don't think that's a full understanding of that word radical. The word radical comes from the Latin word radix, which is the Latin for roots, the roots of a tree, the roots of a plant. To be living into that sense of being radical is to live into one's rootedness, to live into one ground of their being, to have one's call flow from that. And that really was the kind of hospitality, the kind of welcoming that Jesus lived in his life. It was a radical, radical call of openness and inclusiveness. Saint Benedict is one of the great saints who picked up that sense of hospitality in his life. Saint Benedict is one of those best known for beginning what's known as the monastic life in the early church. Folks who felt a call in those first few centuries to just step away from society, step away from the culture, and form a community of trying to live into what I like to say is the Beatitudes of Jesus, those attitudes. And one of the great things about the rule of St. Benedict was hospitality. Benedict always had this idea that when someone comes to the monastery and someone knocks at the door, the monks are to stop what they're doing, drop what they're doing, and go to the door and welcome this person, welcome this stranger. Whether that person is here for a day, a week, or become part of the community, they are welcomed and treated as possibly Christ in our midst. And that kind of hospitality, that kind of all are welcome, is a transformative hospitality. That by being in relationship with the other, you are transformed, and that person's transformed in that relationship. And so, in many ways, that's what we're living here at St. Paul's. That's what that call of all are welcome is about. to enter into this kind of transformative kind of relationships that we live together. And that call for all are welcome is not just something we do here at St. Paul's. This isn't necessarily just about St. Paul's. This isn't something, well, let's go there on Sunday and be part of a parish that welcomes everybody. It's that. But it's also a call for us to go forth living into that all are welcome. To provide that sense of all are welcome tomorrow when we go to work. That all are welcome tomorrow when we go to school. That all are welcome when we're in our neighborhoods. That all are welcome when we're driving our kids around to different activities and different places and we encounter other people. To be all are welcome, to open our lives to that relationship, to the possibility that's there. Open ourselves ever more to that. So we're called to truly, truly live into that call, live into the depth of that, and be transformed as a people of God. So I invite you today, to, as we begin this program year, to realize that we live into this transformative way of living. All are welcome here. All are welcome. To know that I am welcome, you are welcome, all are welcome. Let us go forth living into that dream.